Sovereign above creation, Lord, most high, be magnified. From the ends of the earth,
from the ends of the earth,
from the depths of the sea,
from the depths of the sea,
from the heights of the heavens,
from the heights of the heavens,
your name we praise. From the hearts of the weak,
from the hearts of the weak,
from the shouts of the strong,
from the shout of the strong,
from the lips of all people,
from the lips of all people,
this song we
in every nation,
sovereign above creation,
Lord,
most high, be magnified. From the end, from the ends of the earth,
from the ends of the earth,
from the depths of the sea,
from the depths of the sea,
from the height of the heavens,
from the height of the heavens,
your name we praise. From the hearts of the weak,
from the hearts of the weak,
from the shouts of the strong,
from the shout of the strong,
from the leaves of our people,
from the leaves of our people, be magnified, be magnified, be magnified, be magnified, be magnified.
Far alone we give you thanks, oh God. We worship and exalt you. You're worthy to be praised, oh God. Father, we give you thanks, oh God. How we love calling your name.
Every day, your name is the same.
How we love.
Jesus, how I love calling.
Jesus, I love you. King of glory, I love you. Prince of peace, I love you. I am that I am, I love you. Ancient of days, I love you. The mighty and lofty God, I love you. The one who changes not, I love you. The maker of heaven and earth, I love you. My redeemer, my creator, I love you. The only living God, I love you. Father, I love you. Jehovah, I love you. Rock of Ages, I love you. The only marvelous God, I love you. The only miracle work, I love you. The only one who has come to do me good this morning, I love you. Father, I love you. Jehovah, I love you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We worship you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. I want you to pray quickly and say, Father,
Father,
in a special way,
in a special way,
in a very special way,
in a very special way,
please pay attention to me today.
Please
go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, please pay attention to us here this morning. Prove your name and prove yourself here this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Father, we thank you. We give you glory because you are the Almighty God. There is none like you. You have the power to change all things, but you remain unchangeable. Father, be exalted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for last week.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for last week.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for seeing us through.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for meeting all our needs.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for keeping us in all our goings.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Be exalted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to thank you specifically for this particular week.
Thank
you that we are still among the living.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that today we are not buried.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you because we are alive, and we are not just alive, we are alive unto Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, be exalted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, this week is in your care.
Amen, Lord.
This week is in your hand.
Amen, Lord.
Please order our steps.
Amen.
Perfect our ways.
Amen.
Correct us.
Amen.
In love.
Amen.
Challenge us today.
Amen.
Show us the way forward.
Amen.
Magnify your name in our lives.
Amen.
Lord God Almighty, every challenge, every difficult situation, Lord, that might have followed us to this week, at this service, let them disappear.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Prove your name mighty.
Amen.
Prove your name glorious.
Amen.
Prove your name powerful.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, at the going out of your word, please do new things.
Amen.
Please do new things.
Amen.
Please save souls.
Amen.
Please deliver.
Amen.
Please set the captives free.
Amen.
Heal the sick, O Lord.
Amen.
Let it be well.
Amen.
At the end of this service, let only your name be glorified.
Amen.
And let all the blessings be ours.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen. Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And please let me sit here. God bless you. As you are sitting down, please say good morning to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, good morning. I love you. Welcome to your father's house this morning. Welcome somebody to his father's house, to our father's house this morning. You are not welcoming them? Please welcome somebody to his father's house, to our mother's house, to our father's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Let's be seated. We are very delighted to be with you again this moment. Amen. This is my father's house. Amen. And I need no introduction in my father's house. That was why I stopped the pastor from introducing me. I'm already part of this house. Amen. So I really don't... Amen. I really don't think we should be introduced each time we come here. Hallelujah. The only person I'm going to introduce to you this morning will be one sister you have heard so much about. Amen. Hallelujah. You have heard so much about Sister BC. Amen. Hallelujah. And to the glory of God, this year we decided that instead of them going home ahead of us, all of us will stay back in London so that at least people can see Sister BC's face. Amen. So this morning, I'm not here alone by the grace of God. I'm here with the beautiful wife God has given to me. Amen. So I'm delighted to introduce to the church Pastor Mrs. BC Adebi. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are also here with our son, Michael Adebi. He's in the children department. We pray that God Almighty will make today's service a glorious one for us in Jesus' name. Amen. I learned today is the Holy Ghost service or power service or prayer service. Holy Ghost service. I know one should go. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to assure somebody here this morning that God is going to answer you.
Amen.
And that whatever you ask him to do for you today, he will do.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. God loves us. And he pays special attention to us. I know today he's going to pay special attention to someone. And that person is me. Why don't you point to Pastor and say, Pastor, it's you. Amen. I know that person is me. Praise the Lord. And God is going to pay all of us special attention today in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 13 to 16. Isaiah 49, verse 13 to 16. If you are there, shout hallelujah. If you are not yet there, say, Pastor, you can go on.
Nobody is talking. Do I assume we are all there? Amen. Isaiah 49, verse 13 to 16. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget a sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy words are continually before me. This morning, we are looking at the topic, when God remembers a person. When God remembers a person. Or can I say, when God remembers me? Amen. And I know God is going to remember someone here this morning in the name of Jesus. God never forgets anyone. That is the truth. He never forgets anyone. And why is this so? Number one reason is that he is the creator of all. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So he is the creator of all of us. If you have formed something with your hand, if you have made something with your hand, it is almost impossible for you to forget that thing. Amen? If you have drawn a picture with your hand, if you have written a letter with your hand, you can almost say verbatim. When they ask you, what did you write in the letter? You can almost repeat it verbatim because it's your creation. So God never forgets anyone because he made us in his image. Number two, why is it that he doesn't forget anyone? He says so with his own mouth. He says so with his own mouth, and God is not a liar. How many of us believe with me that God is not a liar? He's never a liar. Whatever he says, he will do. He said it with his own mouth. In Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 that we have just read, he said even a mother can forget a sucking baby. A mother can forget her baby. You know, Yorubas have an adage. They say, if fire is burning you and it's burning your child, which one do you remove first? The one on you. But that's not the law of God. That is the law of man. Amen? The law of God says, even if your father forgets you, even if your mother forgets you, I, your creator, will do what? Will remember you. Because I will never forget you. So here this morning, if your life looks like, oh, everyone has forgotten me, nobody is remembering me for anything good, your story will change. Because God is passing across to you one valid truth that he never forgets. He never forgets anyone. And that's why the psalmist said in Psalm 27 verse 10, Psalm 27 verse 10, the psalmist said, when my father and my mother forsake me, who will take me up? He said, then the Lord will take me up. The world might have forsaken you. Your family might have written you off. Your friends might have forgotten about you. People that you trusted so much might have let you down. But God has sent something to you this morning. I will never forsake you. I will never forget you. And that will be the portion of someone here this morning in Jesus' name.
When we talk about God not forgetting people, I want to say something to you that you need to hold on to again this morning. God has his general blessings for everybody. How many of you agree with me? That God has his general blessing for everybody. It rains for everybody. The sun shines for everybody. He provides food for everybody. Amen? Shelter, clothing for everybody. Those are general blessings. They are what? Whether you believe God or not, his rain will come for you. Amen? The sun will shine for you. The night, the day will come for you. The moon will still come to take care of you. The firmament is there for you to take care of you. Whether you believe him or not, it does that. Those are general blessings. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself the question, why is it that some people have testimonies almost every service and I don't have? Amen? Why is it that God pays special attention to some people and he gives them some special blessings above all those general blessings? The truth is that those people that God does that to are God's chasers. They are what? They chase God. There's a time God chases you. If you are a sinner, if you are not yet born again, and you are here this morning, God is chasing you. He's asking you, come to me. I love you. I made you. I don't want you to perish. Come to me. God is chasing you. But there's a time, after he might have caught you, and you have become one of his own, that he expects you to begin to chase him. Amen? There's a time he expects us to begin to do what? To chase him. And I've gone through the Bible. I'm just going to cite just four examples for us this morning because of our time. Now I discovered that God remembered some people specifically for some specific blessings. For some tangible blessings. Above all others. And I know today your story will change. Because from this morning, from this moment, God will begin to remember you. For his specific blessings. For specific honor. For specific promotion. For specific breakthrough. For specific favor. In the name of Jesus. I discovered that some people, God remembered them specially above all others. For example, when God decided to destroy the first world, when he decided to destroy the first world, he remembered one man. Among the crowd, among the old populace, among the old people living then, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 8, verse 1a, and God remembered Noah. God will remember someone here this morning in the name of Jesus. In this multitude that is here this morning, in this crowd that is here this morning, God is going to remember you specifically in the name of Jesus. And God remembered Noah. Noah wasn't the only man living then. Noah wasn't the only man, the only father, the only husband living then. But God remembered Noah. And God chose him. I'm going to destroy everybody, but you are going to live. I'm going to waste everyone that I've made, but you are going to live. God remembered Noah and he preserved him and his children and his household. Listen to me. Everyone in your family might have passed through same evil experience. Everyone in your family might have failed before. Everyone in your family may be living below the poverty line. Everyone in your family may have a particular form of sickness or affliction. But I want to tell you this morning that that God that remembered Noah among the crowd is going to remember you. Say to your neighbor, he's going to remember me. Hallelujah. God remembered Noah among the crowd. What did he do? What did he do? And God gave us an insight into what he did in Genesis chapter 7 verse 1. In Genesis chapter 7 verse 1. God said, Noah, in this generation, you are the only one I found righteous. You are the only one I have found what? Righteous. You are the only one I have found righteous. Genesis chapter 7 verse 1. This morning, can God find only you, out of your family, out of your nation, out of this world? Can he say concerning you, you are the one I found righteous? You are the one I have found righteous before me. The world is gradually grinding to an end. That is the truth. Every sign that we have seen is pointing to that. Do you know the world has become one very tiny village? Very, very tiny. You can see what is happening all over the world within a second of them happening today on the internet. Very, very small world. And the world has gone completely astray from God. We believe so much in technology today. We believe so much in our brain power today. We believe so much in what our hands have created today. And all sorts of evil going on around us. Can God look down into the earth and say, I have found you out of this adulterous nation. I find you righteous. Can God look into your family and say, this one, I'm going to pick this one because he or she stands out for me? I have said to people, it's so difficult nowadays to distinguish between who a Christian is and who is not a Christian. Amen? Amen? We were in Canada last week and I had an encounter with somebody from the Middle East. I wore kaftan. And he walked up to me and said, I love your dress. And I said, thank you. And he said to me, you dress like a Muslim. And I said, look, I'm not a Muslim. He said, what are you? I said, I'm a Christian. He said, what is a Christian? I said, those who follow Jesus. Do you know Jesus? I said, do you know Jesus? He said, yes, I know him. What do they call him? He's Musa or Isa.
And I said, how do you know Isa? And he said to me, they are people of power. He said, Islam means people of power. And Isa means people of power. So I said, if you know Isa as people of power, he's the only power on earth. And he said to me, I said, no, Isa is the only power on earth. And he was just looking at me. Somehow, I was able to pass the message across to him. Amen? Wherever we stand, brethren, this is time to declare your stand. Amen? Nobody will stop you. In fact, what there is waiting for you to talk to them about Jesus. Can God look at you and say, this one, I'm going to remember him out of the crowd because he's standing out for me. I know God will help us in Jesus' name. God will help us in Jesus' name. Number two, according to Genesis chapter 30, verse 1. Genesis chapter 30, verse 1. Rachel, Jacob's wife, was frustrated. She was a frustrated woman. And she even said with her own mouth that, look, I think it's better for me to die. Let's look at it. Genesis 30, verse 1. Genesis 30, verse 1. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children, or else I do what? I die. That's the language of a frustrated soul. That's the language of somebody who is frustrated. Do this thing for me or I die. Let me have this thing or death is even better than living. Rachel was frustrated. But even in her frustration, she became a God chaser. Amen? In her frustration, she never said, God, I will never pray to you again. She never said, God, you are in your home. I don't know, you are a wicked God. She never insulted God for once. She was frustrated. She said to her husband, I prefer to die than to die childless without my own children for you. She was frustrated, but in her frustration, she kept praying. She kept praying. She kept praying. And the Bible says in Genesis 30, verse 22. Genesis 30, verse 22. And God remembered Rachel. And God hearkened to her and opened her womb. God did what? If she's not been praying, what would God have hearkened to? What would God have heard? Some of us have stopped praying. You said this particular issue. I've prayed about it. I've prayed about it. I've said to God, God, do it. If you don't want to do it, you're on your own. So when you come to church like this, when you come to service like this, and pastor said, pray about that. You say, I prayed yesterday. I prayed last year. God, leave me. Every story you see in the Bible, they look so brief. They look so brief. But some of them were stories that took 10 years. Some 20 years. When God himself appeared to Abraham and said, Abraham, I'm going to make you father of nations. Did Abraham ask God to make him father of nations? God himself went to him and said, look, I'm going to make you father of nations. And Abraham had to wait for how many years?
25 more years after God himself had come to speak to him. If you are the one, modern day Christian, you will have said, God, waiting. I didn't ask you. Did I ask you? This man waited. And Rachel, in her frustration, waited. Is there any situation in your life that seems as if no answer is coming? Have tried, have prayed, have done everything. It seems no answer is coming. Today marks the end. Because we are going to pray again. And God is going to hearken to you. And God is going to remember you. And he's going to hearken to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God Almighty is always there. He's always there. He said, ask unto your joy is what? John 16:24. Ask until your joy is full. So until your joy is full in one particular area of your life, don't do what? Don't stop asking. Trouble God. Somebody once said, he said, Nigerians. I'm from Nigeria. He said, Nigerians. He said, we are the ones that give trouble, so much trouble to God. He said, because we asked him for anything and everything. God, give us water. God, give us light. God, give us good road. He said, this one that you are troubling God for, you don't need to trouble God for them. But in essence, God has created us that we may be able to depend on him absolutely and totally. Even the water you want to drink, he wants you to say, Father, give me. He wants you to depend on him absolutely for everything. He said, ask until your joy be full. And I know our joy will be full this morning in the name of Jesus. Number three. According to 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 19b. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 19b. God remembered Anna. God remember Anna. May I tell you this morning that Anna was not the only barren woman at Shiloh that year. Was she? No. She wasn't the only barren woman at Shiloh that year. Why is it that it was only her own story that was recorded? Why is it that it was only Hannah that God paid attention to at that Shiloh meeting that year? She became a God chaser. The husband had other children. He can relax. He can relax. He had other children from the other wife, Peninnah. But this woman said, God, this place, in this place today, you must answer me. You must answer me. And God remembered her because she did something that no woman had ever done before. Not because she prayed and Eli thought she was drunk. No. Not because she was praying with such intensity that it was only her lips that was moving. No. Hannah did something. She made a vow. She made the kind of vow that no woman had ever made before. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. He said, God, give me a man child. And this is my vow. And now we give him to the Lord all the days of his life. And I will give him to you all the days. Go and search the Bible. Before Anna, no woman had ever made such a vow before God. And God said, wow. I'll give you, then you return him to me. All the days of his life, not part of his life, all the days of his life. Okay, today, this night, I will remember you. And the Bible says, and God remembered Anna. And God remembered Anna. Listen to me. What are you going to render to God today above every other person that will make God to remember you? Amen? Sometimes we come before God, we don't know the importance of the vow we are making before God. We just say, God, if you do this, and we just say it. And then when God does it, you sleep. You've forgotten about it. There is something that God looks out for. There's something that God is expecting from you. There's something he wants you to give to him. And then he will release to you what he has. Look at the world today. The whole world is turning to Christ. Why? Because God gave one. The only one he had. He gave his only begotten son. And God is expecting you to give something. Hannah said, if you will give me a child, I'm going. My vow is this. It's simple. I give him to you. It will not be my own. It will be your own. All the days of his life. There are certain things we are holding on to. And because we are holding on to those material things, God is holding on to his own supernatural thing that he's supposed to release to us. And I will give you one example. We are waiting on the Lord. And my wife went for a meeting. I wasn't there. And they said at the meeting, give your Isaac, sow your Isaac. And the person explained, that thing that you know is so important to you, give it to God. And God will answer you. And she made a pledge. And she pledged a Mercedes-Benz car. Then we had a 505. We had a Benz Jeep. We had a Benz 230. But she knows, of all those cars, the one I love to drive. I love it. Not that I like it. The one I love to drive was that Benz 230. I'll go anywhere with it. And she came home. And said, I went for a meeting today. And they said, we should show her Isaac. And I looked at her and said, well, we don't have Isaac in this house. So, Michael hadn't even come then. Michael hasn't come then. And I said, which Isaac? And she said, I did something. I said, what did you do? She said, I saw the car. I said, which car? And he said, Benz 230. Oh, I said, you're your own. I said, you are just on your own. You sold what? You saw that Jeep there, you didn't sow? Because that one is a Gosler, it's gulping fuel like anything. 505 is there, you didn't sow? You start that one? No, you're on your own. And she didn't talk. She just left me. And I was still cruising around in that car. And one day I traveled. And I was coming back from Ibadan. Between Ibadan and the campground, I heard God. I heard it. You are driving my car. You are driving my car. Ah! And I said, God, please don't keep me here. Sincerely speaking, I'm telling you a real life story. She said she can bear me witness. I said, please don't keep me here. Let me just manage to take this car home. And from today, it's your car. And I took it home. I packed it. I was shivering. And I told her, have the car. Amen. So we took the car to the garage. Did it very well. Painted it and did everything. Took it back home. And I just said to her one morning, I said, God is laying on my heart that we give this car to a particular ministry. And she said, that was precisely what God had said to me. And then I got to the office and I made a call to Ibadan.
Maybe because God spoke to me when I was calling me from Ibadan.
And when the man of God picked the phone and I said, you have a car with us, he screamed and said, you know what? We have been praying to God for a rugged car. In fact, this week we prayed again for a rugged car that we can be using for our mission works. Said, see the way God has answered us. God answered them. And God answered us. We gave the car out, and God gave us my car. Amen? Praise the Lord. Listen to me, brethren. God is in the house this morning. He wants to remember somebody. What is that vow that you have made that you have not redeemed? What is that thing that God is laying on your heart this morning? Son, daughter, I want this from you. Do it for me. And you are holding on to it. Release it to God. And you will see what God will do. I can give you several testimonies of what the Lord has done just by releasing things to Him. And I know God will help us here this morning in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Finally, according to John chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. John chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. God remembered a man. That man had been on the same spot for 38 years. But God remembered him one day. Why did God remember him? Because this man learned to wait on God. He waited on God for 38 years. He knew the one sending angel to that pool every year was God. He knew it. He knew it wasn't the devil. He knew it was God that was sending his angel to that pool to trouble that pool every year. Once a year, he knew it was God. And he kept missing it. He kept missing it. He kept missing it. But he said, God, I'm going to wait on you. It doesn't matter how long it takes me for me to be answered, for me to get into that pool, I'm going to wait here. Listen to me. How long have you waited for God? Ask your neighbor, have you waited 38 years? Have you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, if you have waited on God for anything, God is going to solve your problem. God is going to answer that prayer. He said in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, 31. He said, those who wait on him will do what? They will renew their strength. They will renew their strength. Wait on God. Tell your neighbor, wait on God. And wait for God. Don't go and take anything from the devil. Don't go and take anything from the world. God has his own perfect timing for everyone. And today is his timing for you. In the name of Jesus. Please. What I'm saying here this morning is that God is everything to us. He has his general blessings. He has his specific blessings. Which one do you want this morning? The specific ones, the special ones. And you are going to have them. You are going to have them. Today, God is going to remember you. But are you ready for God to count you among the righteous? Our teacher was teaching this morning, and I refer to what I always say, and I'm still going to say it this morning. If you want to be born again, get properly born again. Amen? If you don't want to be born again, don't be born again. But you know it, that there's an end to everything. The righteous will die and we go to heaven. The unrighteous will die and we do what? We go to hell. There are no two ways to eat. Every evidence has pointed to the fact that there is heaven and there is hell. Apart from the Bible, there have been evidence. There have been people that died and God brought back to this life and they saw both. By the special grace of God, in 1993, God showed me the glimpse of hell and showed me the glimpse of heaven. And he said to me, choose one. And you know the one I've chosen. Amen. Amen. My brethren, God wants to remember you specially this morning. But will you be counted among the righteous? God wants to remember you specially this morning. But are you ready not to give up in prayer? Are you ready to still continue bombarding heaven? God wants to remember you this morning. Are you ready to pay all your vows before God this morning? The Lord of hosts is in the house. And today is your day. Today, do something above others. And God is going to remember you above others. All the people I've mentioned it during the course of this preaching, they did something above others. And God remembered them above others. This morning, do something above others. And if you are here this morning and you are not sure of your salvation, you are not sure whether you are born again or not, today you can be sure. Just by simply saying, Father, I surrender my life to you. I forsake my life of sin. I want to be your home. I want to behave like Noah. I want to come back to your side. Help me, Lord. Shall we bow down our heads in prayer? Shall we bow down our heads in prayer? Shall we bow down our heads in prayer? That's all our heads are about, and we are thanking God for the word he has sent to us this morning. I want us to talk to God and say, Father, I need you this moment. I need you this moment. Please talk to God. And if you are here this morning, you want to be sure of your salvation. You want to say, Father, this morning please give me the assurance of my salvation. I want to do it right with you, beginning from this moment. I want to behave like Noah. I want to be singled out as the one that is righteous among my family members, among my nation, among my community. And I need you this moment. As all I ask about and we are praying, if you are in that position, you are saying, God, I need you this moment. I want to be sure of my salvation. Please, let your right hand go up. Only you, your right hand. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Yes, God bless you, my sister, too. God bless you. Any other person? I want to be sure, oh Lord. I want to be sure. My sisters, please, where you are, kindly rise on your feet. Kindly stand on your feet. I want to pray with you. My sister, please, stand on your feet. God bless you. Any other person? Please come, move towards me here. Come, please come. I want to pray with you. God bless you as you are coming. Yes, I want to be sure this morning. I want to be sure of my salvation. Today is your day. Father, I need you. I need you. I need you. As all heads are bowed, I want us to step forth our hands towards the front and pray for these our sisters and say, Father, please save their souls. Please save their souls. Lord, please cleanse them with the blood of Jesus. Please forgive whatever sin they might have committed against you. Please write their names in the book of life. Wash them with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, beginning from today, let them be sure of their salvation. And my sisters, please talk to God as you are here. Father, please save my soul. Please save my soul. Forgive my sins. Please cleanse me from every unrighteousness. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Today I declare publicly that Jesus will be my Lord forever. I receive him into my heart. Let him stay there, O Lord. Keep me in your loving grip till I see you in glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, thank you for this, your daughters. Thank you because today you are giving them the assurance of their salvation. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, Lord, we pray for them that you please save their souls in the name of Jesus. Please forgive their sins. Please cleanse them with the blood of Jesus. Please write their names in the book of life. Beginning from today, because they have come to declare you publicly, Father, support them all the way. Don't let them ever go back to the world. Let it be well with them. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Please just go with our sister. She has one or two words for you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. We are going to pray quickly, and I want us to rise on our feet. Want us to rise on our feet. First and foremost, let's give thanks to God. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him. And say, Father, thank you for keeping me alive to hear your word this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for keeping me alive, even to see this moment, even to hear your word this morning. Thank you, Lord. Because I know you have decided to remember me. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to pray and say, Father, I have made up my mind to stand out for you. In your own special way, please remember me. Remember me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Please, let's talk to him. Let's talk to him. Let's talk to him. Father, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. I have made up my mind by your grace to stand out for you. Father, Lord, in your own special way, please remember me. Remember my wife. Remember the children you are giving to us. Remember us, O Lord. Remember everyone in this church this morning. Father, please remember us. Jehovah, remember us. King of glory, remember us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray and say, Father, this morning, please remember me and let every outstanding problem, every outstanding challenge against my life, let them disappear today. In the name of Jesus. Father, you are able to do it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When God decided to frustrate barrenness out of Rachel's life, out of Anna's life, no one could stop him. You are going to say, Father, today, every situation that has frustrated my life, just mention them before God this morning. Be specific and say, Father, this particular situation, please, oh Lord, arise and frustrate it out of my life. Out of my life. Pray in the name of Jesus. just arise and help me this morning. Please single me out and help me. I need your help. You help the people of old. Father, help me too. Father, help me too. Jehovah, help me too. King of glory, help me too. Arise, O Lord. Help me, 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 O Lord. Arise, single me out. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. On all sides, Father, help me. Father, please help me. Jehovah, please help me. Oh, Lord God Almighty, help me. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
You are going to pray and say, Father, all those who are asking me, where is that God you serve?
All those who are asking for my God, arise, O Lord, in your own way. Answer them. Show them you are my God. Show them that you are my God. Answer them, O Lord. All those who are asking me, where is that God that you serve? Father, arise. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Answer them. Show them that you are my God. That you are not a failing God. Show them that you have remembered me. Show them that you still answer my prayers. Show them, O Lord, that you are alive, O Lord. Show them that you can do all things. Show them that with you all things are possible. Father, show them that you are the mighty God. Show them that you are the man of war. Father, arise, answer them. Answer them. Answer them, O Lord. Those who are asking, where is your God? Father, please answer them in your own way. Just show to them that you are still for me and you are still on my side. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Before you pray your personal prayers, is there any vow you have made before God and you have not redeemed? You are going to lift up two hands to God and say, Father, help me to redeem this. Just help me to redeem it. In the name of Jesus, help me to redeem it. Help me to redeem it. Is there anyone that you have made in your heart as the message is going on today? Just say, Father, give me the grace to fulfill it. Give me the grace to fulfill it. In the name of Jesus. Father, just give me the grace to fulfill all my vows before you in the name of Jesus. The grace to fulfill all my vows before you. Father, release unto me, O Lord. Release unto me, O Lord. So that you'll be able to release unto me what is due to me. Father, Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace, O Lord. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And for a very brief moment, I want you to go before God, that which is personal to you, that you know this one is personal to me. Just ask him now, Father, this one is personal to me. It's very personal to me. Lord, I need your intervention now. Remember me in this area, O Lord, of my life. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Father, you remembered people of old. Remember me too. Remember me too. I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you. Father, remember me. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today. Please talk to God. Talk to God, that which is very personal to you. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it, please. He's able to do it.
Blessed say be thy holy name. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please, I want all eyes closed. There's just one group of people that God will want us to minister to this morning. And if you're in that position, don't hesitate to come out so that we pray for you. And I know God Almighty will intervene. He's the only miracle worker. He's the only one that can do all things. And he will intervene. Amen. You are here this morning. There is a particular situation that has frustrated you. And it looks as if you are hopeless on that issue. It seems it's a very hopeless situation. I know God that restores hope is in the house this morning. And is going to restore your hope. So if you are here this morning and there's a particular situation that has frustrated you and it looks as if there's no hope in that area, God wants to intervene this morning. Please, I want all eyes closed. If you're in that position, just come forward quietly. We'll pray and I know God will do what he wants to do. Please. Please. We'll do what he needs to do. You need not kneel down, please. You don't need to kneel down, please. Don't kneel down. Don't kneel down. Don't kneel down. Don't kneel down. You are before the altar of God, and I want you to talk to God and say, Father, I have come before you. You now mentioned that thing before God now. I am here before you. Lord, I am seeing this. I don't want this situation again. Frustrate this issue out of my life now. Daddy, please intervene. Please intervene. I've come before you. As your servant lays hands on me, please remember me from above today. Remember me, Jehovah. Remember me. Remember me, O Lord. I'm crying to you from the depth of my heart. Lord, I'm crying to you. From the depth of my heart, I'm saying I'm helpless. Help me. Give me hope. Give me hope. Even before this evening, give me hope. Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please, I want your eyes closed. Ushers, will please help us. Once we lay hand on you, don't pray. Don't pray. Don't say anything. When the ministers of God lay hand on you, just say amen. Go back to your seat, kneel down, and begin to thank God. Please obey that instruction. Once we lay hand on you, just say amen. Go back to your seat. Kneel down and begin to thank God, to worship God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you because of all you have done in our midst this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you glory. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because our testimonies have come. Our testimonies are ripe, and they are going to be shared now. Father, glory be to your holy name. Thank you for souls that you have saved. Thank you for life that you have touched. Thank you for restoring hope. Thank you for giving us hope. Thank you because from now, your children will begin to run faster than before unto their destinies in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Let somebody praise the Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Are you victorious? Are you victorious? Are you sure? Then jump up on your feet and shout hallelujah. A winning side is a shouting side. Shout hallelujah. For the victory that God has given to you and I, shout hallelujah. To the glory of God and to the shame of the devil, shout hallelujah. Amen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Can we please be seated? It's time for our tithe and our offering. Tithe, I believe we know, is 10% of our gross earning. As God himself commanded it in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10. Tithe is not just a redeemed doctrine, it's a biblical doctrine. It's God himself that has us to bring our tithe. So if you are going to give tithe this morning, I will please invite you to come outside so that we can agree on it and the man of God can command God's blessings to your tithe. So if you are giving your tithe, can I please invite you to come out? And if you are outside, can I ask you to raise your tithe up? First of all, thank God for the opportunity and the grace to be obedient to God's command. It's not everybody, it's not every Christian that pays tithe. So for you to have that grace, thank God. And begin to claim that which God has promised. He said he's going to open the window of heaven upon you and I as you are faithful in your tithe. And we pour you a blessing. Begin to